Night to night, the now-closed Volunteers of America campus off 4th Street in Reno housed roughly 500 people. The VOA, through a nonprofit called Restart, also provides permanent supportive housing and rehabilitation for 600 additional homeless, along with other services. Linda Grace is VOA Regional Development Officer and says the budget deficit is around $750,000 right now and growing.
Our expenses have skyrocketed around payroll and people, you know, being out, healthcare-dependent children, in addition to lots of overtime. And in addition to this, demand for food supply for shut-in seniors and families has grown beyond what we annually budget for, on top of the supplies that we don't normally, you know, all the important things such as gloves, masks, cleaning supplies, and et cetera.
Recently, Congress passed a $2 trillion novel coronavirus relief package that allocates $15.5 billion for grants to help homelessness assistance providers. Based on grant award criteria, the VOA shelters are well positioned to receive federal aid, though in the short term, Grace is working to raise money from donations because the timeline to actually receive federal aid is unknown. For KUNR News, I'm Brian Behuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally.